you come in with the milk. That'd be the last thing you'd do.
You call that
with
chore?
Milk the cow. Yeah, that was chore time.
Uh-huh.
Put the mules in the stalls and feed them, give them the corn and the hay,
uh-huh.
and feed the pigs and the chickens, and everything was done at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But maybe somebody else would come along and gather up the eggs. Was looking at the hay.
Yeah. Say if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, if it was they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the
fowls.
Okay. And what you put the food in for the hogs, that's called
the trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four
troughs.
And
maybe the water trough and then the uh-huh. feed trough. One to put the water in, one to put the feed in.
Uh-huh.
Be,
what about, you know, the hog, when it's first born, it's called a pig. Then
uh-huh.
then what about when it's about half grown?
Oh.
Did you ever hear shoat?
Shoat.
Uh-huh.
Shoats.
That's half grown?
Uh-huh.
About how
that's
many?
A weaning age, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What size is it?
Oh, say 30, 35, 40 pounds, something like that.
On up to?
Yeah, on up to a bigger stage. And after they get up to weigh, I say 60, 75 pounds, they're hogs in my book. I don't mm-hmm. know what everybody else call them.
What if they're female there?
They're a female, they're a sow.
Uh-huh. What if they never had pigs there?
A gilt.
Does the word sow sound kind of ugly to you?
No.
What about the male that's called?
The boar.
Does that sound ugly?
Yes, it does.
Well,
I don't know why. I just don't like the word. I just don't like the way they
uh-huh.
they could say the male hog.
That
sounds more clean.
Uh-huh. What if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a male hog? What would you say you're going to do to him?
You'd change him.
Uh-huh.
Castrate him.
Uh-huh. Then it'd be called
a bar.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Bristles.
What about the big teeth?
Oh, Lord, tush.
Uh-huh. And a hog that's grown up wild out in the woods, you call them
a wild hog.
What about those skinny kinds with the long snouts?
That's them old wild hogs.
Uh-huh.
That's them old wild hogs.
Uh-huh.
Their old head's so long. And if they get started in your cornfield and potato field, they just clean you up if you don't stop them.
Yeah. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you said the calf began to
bleat.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
She moos.
And a horse?
Neighs.
Or the gentle sound he makes?
He whickers whenever uh-huh. he wants his food, he whickers.
Uh-huh. And how would you call a cow to get him in out of the pasture?
Soo cow. Soo.
Okay.
Calling them by their names. That's the way Grady does.
Uh-huh.
He calls his cows his name, and he calls them by the name, and he'll holler, Soo pet, and
uh-huh.
come on, Becky, and Beauty, or
uh-huh.
whichever one he wants.
Uh-huh.
They usually come to him.
What does he say to get them to stand still so he can milk them?
Soo.
Mm-hmm. How does he get them to move their leg back?
Back their foot.
Uh-huh. And hit them then, or?
No. Just lay their hand on their hip.
And then I'll milk three kids from one and four from another.
He just can lay his hand up on her hip and tell her to back her foot, and she will.
Do what?
Getting a cow to back her foot.
Uh-huh. How do you call a calf?
Just tell her back your foot.
Calf. It's okay, baby.
Just kind of the way you
touch
her.
It's okay,
uh-huh.
Jenny, you have to touch her, huh? Touch
her
on the side of her,
just touch her and she'll
uh-huh.
tell her to back her foot and she'll do it.
What would you say to a mule or horse to make them turn right or left when you're plowing?
Ah, G.
G and ha.
G after the right, ha.